Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Garage Talk Live. Back in studio with me is the one and only Kristen Lee. Kristen, long time since you've been busy doing some snowboarding. How is the little guy?
Oh, he's doing awesome. He finished up. He has one more private lesson, kind of a free boarding thing that he can go and do. And so his dad's going to take him for that this week at the end of the week before the slopes close for the season. But excuse me, he is doing fantastic. He loved it. He has become a great snowboarder, and I think he's going to stick with it. He wants to learn to ski now, and then he'll be able to do both. So he's kind of one of those extreme sports kind of kids, loves ATVing, you know, all that stuff. So that makes me happy, and he excels in it. So he had a great time, though, Vince.
Well, that's pretty good. I see you took him to the Monster Jam at the PPL Center up by your way, which – from what I haven't really been to a live monster truck event, but watching it on TV seems a lot of fun. And I've seen a couple of them up close to the motorsports show. They always bring a couple in.
Yes,
but you were
super
able to
fun.
Book us Cynthia Gauthier who drives the Monster Mutt.
She drives the Monster Mutt, and she is pint-sized and beautiful, but like I said, don't let that think that she is pint size and just a pretty face behind the wheel of her monster truck, because man, can this chick drive a monster truck. She did this burnout on Sunday, and I actually have it on video. It was amazing. Like, we all just sat there looking at each other like, did she just do that? She's unbelievable, and she has the personality to go with it. Fortunately for my son and his friend Tommy and Tommy's dad, Troy, the four of us had gone. It was actually a joint birthday present for my son, Nathan, and Tommy. And Nathan and Tommy are like BFFs. So that was their birthday present from me. And took them, did the pit party pass, which is, you know, all the drivers and their trucks are down on the mud, on the, you know, on the arena floor, and you get to go in and see the trucks up close and get autographs with the drivers and take pictures with the drivers. And all the drivers were just so nice and so down to earth and so accommodating and, you know, really good to the kids. And it was Cynthia and another female driver who drives the Scooby-Doo truck, Brianna, and they were kind of together in one part of the arena doing the autographs. And it was so cute because Nathan and I actually had the opportunity to go on Friday night as well. So we were already a little familiar with the drivers of the truck. So when we got there Sunday, Nathan's like, Mommy, are we going to see those cute drivers that were driving the Scooby-Doo and the Monster Mutt Dalmatian? And I said, yeah, they're going to be here. And so when it came time for Tommy and Nathan to go up to Cynthia and to Brianna, they call her Bree, they got really shy, I'll tell you that much. They didn't want to get too close to them, because the two girls, Cynthia and Brianna, are just beautiful. And, you know, and the fact that they drive these monster trucks to a 9-year-old was just like, he was starstruck. Let's just put it that way.
Well, if it would have been a couple of years older, he might have been pitching a tent.
he would have been asking for a phone number, I think, because I know my kid too well.
considering what I've seen in the picture, she's not much taller than your son.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. She's this pint-sized beauty. I mean, she's gorgeous, and she has such a great personality, because when she won the burnout competition, because if anyone's, you know, familiar with monster trucks, they'll know that they kind of compete against each other, and they do all these little competitions along the way. And so they do like freestyle and burnout and the wheelie competition, all this stuff. So the burnout one, she went, and it was just, she blew everyone out of the water. I mean, it was just crazy. And then the Gravedigger, I think is probably one of the most familiar monster trucks out there to people.
Oh, yeah.
It's been around for like 30-some years or something like that. So Chad, the driver of the Gravedigger, comes out, and he tries to challenge Cynthia. But there was no challenging Cynthia, Vince. She had that win in her pocket. And when they announced, you know, that she was the winner and she came out, she was just so cute and down to earth. And, you know, the crowd loved it. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I think Gravedigger, years ago when I went to the Outer Banks in North Carolina, Gravedigger shop, I don't know if it's still at the same place, was along that strip, and you couldn't miss the thing because it had, you know, one of the trucks out front. But somewhere between Kitty Hawk and Hatteras, along that little strip of peninsula there, that's where their shop is. I mean, you know, as far as, like you said, they do the burnout competition. The other thing they usually show on TV is they're running around, I guess, an oval and jumping over cars that they smash, so... What all entails of the Monster Jam competition, and how do they rate the overall winner? Because you're the only one that's been there.
Well, it's kind of interesting because they have judges that sit along the front of the arena, and they judge each of the trucks that come up and the drivers. And then what they do is, to get the score, they drop the highest score and the lowest score from each of the drivers, and then that you know, calculates their final score. And it's interesting because I'm not gonna lie. I mean, we, you know, the Gravedigger really was the only one I've ever heard of. So we get there on Friday night, and so all of them were fantastic. But Gravedigger won the first competition, and then Gravedigger won the second competition. And I'm like, okay, this is sick. They're just making Gravedigger win because he's the most popular. Well, when we get back on Sunday, no, because Cynthia won, and the Damon Bradshaw, who drives the Monster Energy truck, he won one, and the driver of the Northern Nightmare, he won one. So, you know, they spread the wealth around, and it definitely isn't a fixed thing, and the judges are really judging, you know, the performance. And it was just super, super fun. We had a lot of fun with the driver of Medusa. So that's the pink truck, and it's spelled M-A-D-U-S-A, like made in the USA. And
right.
She's awesome because she's actually being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. And now she's a monster truck driver. She's a 2-time champion, and she was wonderful too. She was a lot of fun. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it was honestly a great family event to go to. A great, you know, Friday night, Sunday afternoon. They did 4 shows here in Allentown, and they had 2 pit parties where, you know, they sell X amount of tickets for an extra cost onto your regular admission ticket, and you can come and, you know, like I said, meet the drivers and get your picture taken and stuff. And, you know, it honestly was they put on a really great show. And, you know, the Monster Jam organization, as well as the drivers themselves and the people that own their trucks or get them there every, you know, help their crews, whatever, they all deserve, you know, a pat on the back and a round of applause for just the awesome show that they put on for the kids, especially, you know, the parents. I mean, I was getting into it big time on Sunday. So, yeah, great day, great event, met some great people. And, you know, like I said, Cynthia, who we're going to talk to in a little bit, she was just fantastic. She was great. They're so cute.
What gets me is watching the pictures you post while trying to stay awake through some NASCAR race. Sounds like you had more fun. And you were putting these pictures up, and I saw, you know, Medusa's picture. I said, ooh, you're talking about how badass she is. Like, Booker.
Yeah, I know you did. It was funny. And, you know, I shot Cynthia an email today, and it was like an immediate response. And that's what I'm saying. They're just, they're really, you know, awesome, down-to-earth people. And, you know, Nathan wanted to learn a little bit more about these monster truck drivers. He really got into it, you know, after seeing them and meeting them and everything. And so we were, you know, doing a little research into them. And, I mean, Cynthia, she owns her own racing company. It's called Pink Sprocket Racing, which we can talk more about with her. I mean, this girl doesn't even, she doesn't just drive monster trucks. I mean, she does a lot more, and she's a very, very big advocate for women in motorsports. And I think that's really, really awesome. And I know someone who would probably be really proud to hear that would be our good friend Sheena.
Well, we're proud to have all the women motorsports racers we can on this show. As a matter of fact, we had IHRA driver Dina Parise on, I think it was last week. Now, she drives what they call the Pro Mod series. I don't know if you've seen some of the stuff I had up and where to go to her site to check out. She drives a Cadillac that's 3,000 horsepower.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and then there's Erica Enders, who drives a Pro Stock, which isn't that much horsepower, but it's only about a second slower. So it's kind of strange how the women in motorsports, and, you know, I like to bring them here and give them a forum. And that's why Cynthia's coming on tonight, and she's going to be our first ever monster truck driver.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if you check out her website, you can go to Cynthia Gauthier.com, or you can also just kind of search Pink Sprocket Racing. And on there, you know, it says right on her homepage that the team, Pink Sprocket Racing, was created to support women in their extreme sports. And I think that is just so cool. And, you know, a little bit of Cynthia's background. She's 26 years old. She races motocross, off-road, and, of course, she's the driver of the Monster Mutt and Monster Jam. She has a ton of sponsors. I mean, you can follow her on Instagram. It's Cynthia341, or Twitter is just Cynthia Gauthier, and it's Gauthier. And like I said, she's super sweet, and gosh, she's super badass, man.
I know. I mean, plus, you said, Deborah Maselli, who's Medusa, she's a pro wrestler. I mean, these ladies don't look all that big, but my God, I wouldn't give them a hard time. I'd get my butt kicked.
Yeah, right.
I have Cynthia's website up in the queue for when she comes on. I better keep an eye on the switchboard so I don't leave her hanging like I did to you. Sorry about that. I saw all the notifications, and I was hitting the like on the one you commented on, and then I had to get back to her Facebook page as well. So it was just last minute, you know how things happen at the last minute.
Yeah, it's, you know, just like I always say when I'm on TV, it's live television, it's live radio.
Well, the only thing you might have missed if you didn't catch any of the NASCAR action was the return of Kurt Busch.
I was pretty super pumped about that. You and I had this conversation briefly a couple of weeks ago when I came on quick to talk with you. I was advocating for Kurt Busch because, like I told you, you know, innocent until proven guilty. Not that I was in support of any type of domestic violence in any way, shape, or form. However, he was not charged with anything, and I felt that NASCAR really jumped the gun on that one, in my opinion, of course. And, you know, I saw an interview with him, and I'm not sure if you saw it, Vince. I saw it today, an interview he did at the racetrack this past weekend. And he was... what's the word I'm looking for? very, I think, emotional in what he was saying, the questions he was answering, which were some pretty serious questions. And the one response I thought was interesting is they asked him what was one thing he would change if he could, and he said, I would have changed the lock code on my motorhome that weekend when he broke up with her, which I think he means so she couldn't have shown up, couldn't have happened, whatever happened behind the doors of that motorhome.
Right. Well, you know, how easy is it to do in a motorhome? So, you know, it's just one of those things that you know, I mean, at your house, you could go to the hardware store, grab a, you know, grab a new lock and pop it on. I mean, maybe, who knows? Oh, well, you know, it was the Camping World 500, so maybe they were had the representatives there. They could have got them a new lock, I'm sure. Those motorhomes, even though they're made by these fancy names, that the attachment to them you could probably get at a Camping World. You know, like you go to an auto parts store to get something for your GM or your Ford.
I think that's one of those look at it, you know, in hindsight kind of thing. Just, you know, if I would have thought about it more. I mean, I'm pretty sure neither of them, as in him or Patricia, could have determined what was going to happen after their breakup. And, you know, both are seeing things through different eyes, and both are seeing things with different opinions, and both are seeing things with different stories as to what happened after their breakup. And so, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, he did state, I'm doing what NASCAR told me to do. I'm going through the road to recovery. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and I'm back, and I want to race. And that's the bottom line.
And he did a pretty good job, too, coming home fifth after having forget where he started. He started pretty good as well. He started eighth, came home fifth. So he was battling Harvick for a while till the end, because he had fresher tires. But when he took the last pit stop, he couldn't make up the ground to get back to the front. But we started 10th on that last restart and wound up getting all the way back to 5th. And Harvick owned the day. I mean, four times for 224 laps. It was like ever since he won the Cup last year, he can do no wrong. I even picked him last week. I figured he wasn't going to win. I figured he wouldn't win this week because I picked him last week, but he wound up winning this week too. So that's two in a row for him. But the last seven races going back last year, he finished no lower than second. But
right.
It makes you wonder if he's going to run away with it this year or things are going to catch up with him. We'll have to see what happens in California. So we'll make our picks for that at the end of the show. Joey Logano.
Go ahead. I was just going to say the Harvick's just untouchable right now. In my opinion, he's just killing it. He's killing it on the racetrack.
And the thing of it is, maybe you hope he doesn't have such a quick hot start that he fades off at the end. And then Logano, he's been running good. He's been qualifying well. And so it's only him, Johnson, and Harvick in the chase right now. So who knows? We've got a few more, 23 more to go before we start and see the new round of battlers. But I'll tell you, they have to do something. Maybe throw a wrench out of one of the things and call it yellow with 10 to go or something to make it interesting, because watching Harvick run away with it like that kind of makes it easy. I mean, I watch it because I have to, but I think if I didn't have to, I would have probably turned it off and then a couple hours later came back and turned it back on to see what was going on. But
you can't have fist fights in WWE matches in every race then.
That's true, but you like to see a little more competition. Jamie McMurray had a shot. He did. He did get ahead of Harvick for just about through, I think, the first turn, and then Harvick was able to power behind him. And Jeff Gordon finished with his car intact, so that's the first race for him finishing the race. And then, of course, the NHRA was back out in action this week as well. There's a lot of racing going on, and you got to catch something that they didn't televise. I don't know if you remember, a couple of weeks ago we had ARCA driver Sarah Cornett-Ching on.
Yep.
She was scheduled to race Daytona and then again at Talladega, but after she called the show, she got a ride for the whole year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she wound up racing yesterday in Mobile, Alabama. She started 11th, but qualifying was rained out. I don't know how they rate the qualifying in ARCA series, or if they kept it old school, or if they try to copy NASCAR and do the practice session thing. And she was running pretty good and got taken out by the 42 car and battled back to finish 14th two laps down. So hooray for our guests.
So now you say she got a full ride. So she's gonna do a full-time ARCA this season?
Yep.
Great. Good for her.
And she comes from out near Vancouver, so it's another young Canadian girl.
Very cool. Good for her. Like to hear when those women are becoming quite successful.
As I said, you know, as far as, like, NHRA seems to be the most, but now that you have a few coming up through ARCA, it's just a matter of fact, why can't they get the sponsorship they need to run in NASCAR? I mean, how many women were in the monster trucks so far? You said Brianna, Cynthia, and we'll call her Deborah instead of Medusa. That's an old Medusa there.
Medusa. We love Medusa. So there were three that we met. Now, I know there's more drivers that are women in Monster Truck, and maybe Cynthia can shed some light on that for us. But I know there's more because just as I was telling you after, you know, we came home yesterday and stuff and this morning and just talking with Nathan, he's really into it. He really wanted to learn a little bit more about them. And from looking on their social media and their websites and kind of learning about their history, you see other female drivers in pictures with them and stuff like that. So I'm sure if we researched it, there's got to be more. I know that I'm pretty sure that Medusa is the longest running female in Monster Truck. I could be completely wrong on that. And she is the only female champion, two-time champion. So that's pretty interesting. And, you know, there's a lot of females involved. There's a lot of females involved in sports that years ago or whatever would never have thought or accepted. Another thing was during the in between the actual monster truck competitions, they had ATV races. So they had a team from New York and a team from Pennsylvania. And the captain of the Pennsylvania team was a girl. She was a female. And I think she won two of the races, actually. I think she won one on Friday night when we were there, and then two on Sunday. So it just goes to show, I mean, females in sports are, you know, one to reckon with, I'll tell you that.
Well, especially things like motorsports where they can seriously compete with the men given the equipment and the determination which these ladies seem to have. I think there was one that I saw an ad for on the Monster Jam down here was when they were advertising, because they run down here, I think, in the Salem Civic Center or Roanoke, one of the two places. And I don't know if you saw the truck there. It was an El Toro Loco or something like that. I think a chick drove that part. Maybe Cynthia could shed a little more light on the subject.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have to ask her. But, yeah, I mean, women are just excelling in so many different ways. And I do. I think it's awesome. And you watch them, and, I mean, they're doing the same exact things, you know, the guys are doing, and sometimes they're doing them better, to be honest.
I'd like to see them do better. I'm all for women in motorsports having success, and that's why, you know, I follow the NHRA with, you have Courtney Force and Alexis DeJory in the funny car division, and you have Brittany Force now in the Leah Pritchett in the Top Fuel division. You have Erica Enders in the Pro Stock division, the champ. It's always fun having the champ call in, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Can't pass that opportunity up.
And well, I've got a few of the NHRA champs calling. Sean Langdon called in, and then he won the championship that year. 2010, I think, when John Force won, and he called in a bit. The year before him, his teammate, Robert Height, he called in, and then he won the championship. So it's, I don't like to spread that to the drivers, but when they do call the show, they do find a bit of luck, as long as I don't tell them. Maybe we need to get, that's what I'm trying to get Danica to call the show. Maybe she'll win a race.
Oh, now Vince.
I'd love to have her on.
Oh, yeah, I mean, of course. It's Danica Patrick.
When she made her debut at Dover, I asked her I was able to get a couple of questions into the press conference. Steve Post from MRN got the first question off, but I got the next two. So that ain't too
Danica's bad. Danica's another one who my son was a little didn't really know what to say when he met her. And I have my father to blame for that one, because when Nathan said, "Hey, Pat, you know, Mama and I are going to the NASCAR race," and my dad said, "Oh, you tell that Danica Patrick that your Pat is ready to take her on a date and give her my phone number." So, of course, you know, in my son's head, it's like, oh, the Pat, he likes Danica. Let's take her on a date. Oh, Danica's so pretty. You know, he was starstruck, and it's so cute, though, to see them. So cute to see them at that age. And, you know, they get to see any of their, you know, what a 9-year-old considers a hero, like the monster truck drivers, Danica Patrick, Brad Keselowski, whoever it is. I mean, to my son, that's their hero.
Of course it is. And then they follow that cell. That's how they build a fan base. And then they keep carrying that over for generations. Well, listen, let me go take a commercial break here. I got a couple of spots to play, and then we'll be right back. And by then, Cynthia should be joining us. So don't go away. Kristen and I will be right back after these words.
Yeehaw! Y'all want a date with an international model? Well, Hillbilly Horror Show is going to make it happen.
Oh, right.
That's right. We're having ourselves a contest, and the winner gets an all-expense-paid trip to Hollywood and a date with international swimsuit model and star of Hillbilly Horror Show, actress Rachel Faulkner.
You are going to make some guy so happy.
Head on over to HillbillyHorrorShow.com for details, and be sure to catch Hillbilly Horror Show Volume 2 on DVD February 17th.
Cajun's Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cajun's uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cajun's Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cadence Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cadencecandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/Cadence Candle.
And we're back here on Garage Talk Live with me, Vince Bonfigli, and Kristen Lee. And joining us, as predicted, driver of the Monster Mutt Monster Truck, Cynthia Gauthier.
Hi.
Bonsoir, mademoiselle. Comment allez-vous?
Ça va bien.
Hey, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm really good.
Pardon me, I took French in high school. I had to practice a little bit, so.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
I'm sorry, I can't amuse you with any French.
That's okay. I can learn you some.
Oh, there you go.
I'll take you up.
Do the show in French then.
Yeah, that would be funny. I actually find some French people a show in Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I think two different people speaking French to me. That's kind of funny.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Well, I was talking about you for a while on the show tonight because, you know, my son and I, he's 9, and we had the opportunity to come to the show in Allentown on Friday night, and then we came back on Sunday with some good friends of ours. And we got to do the pit party, which is how they got their picture with you and met you and got your autograph. And we're totally starstruck because you're so pretty. And
Thank you.
I said, we had so much fun. I said, Monster Truck and Monster Jam and just the show that you guys put on and just how, you know, down to earth and welcoming you were to the fans and especially the kids. I said, it was such a lovely afternoon, family, fun, and just a really, really good time. So I said that all of you guys should be so commended for the show you put on.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I was a fan before, and I'm still a fan, you know, to the sport. And so I really appreciate when kids come to us and they ask us questions. You know, I always take time to respond, and for me, it means a lot, you know, especially when somebody takes the time to do a sign or, you know, people buy our merchandise, and that's, you know, it's kind of cool to see that without the merchandise, the show would never be what it is. You know, Monster Jam would never be what it is without fans buying merchandise and come to see us and everything. So,
right, and I think also, you know, just the fact that you make yourselves so there and out there for the fans to come and do like the pit party and get to come up close and personal with you. Because, I mean, like I was saying, for my 9-year-old, he was starstruck that all of you were right in front of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's people are usually so surprised, you know, to see there's actually girls driving, and they're so surprised that there's, like, you know, they're like, you guys are so small. You really drive the truck or you're just taking pictures? They're like, no, we're really driver. But, yeah, it's really fun, you know, when kids come and take picture with us. And for me, it's like it's been a dream come true. And I just started, so it's my first year. And that's something for me. I hope I keep that minding all my whole career, I guess, because some people kind of lose sometimes that why you're doing what you're doing.
I got a question.
Yes.
When did you get interested in motorsports to proceed to where you can drive a monster truck? I mean, coming from Montreal, it isn't something, I guess.
Yeah, normal.
Normal out there.
Yes, my dad is a mechanic, and he always bring me to race when I was a kid, and I always like everything with engine. And when I got 18, I bought my first dirt bike and I start racing. And I just fall in love with racing. You know, it's everything. Every time you're at the race, it's just that adrenaline you find. And I really start traveling and race. And I got some problem with my knee and shoulder now, so I had to quit motocross. And I was missing, you know, that racing and everything come with it. So I start racing buggy last year, and I really enjoy doing it. And I applied with Monster Jam 2 years ago, and I did a testing and everything, and they really like the way I drive. So here we go. This year I got my chance, and I think they're really happy the way I do my performance every show.
I would think they should be pretty happy because you, especially yesterday, which I'm going to share with you the video. I'm gonna tag you in it on your Instagram or something. But we got this video of your burnout yesterday in Allentown, and I'm sure you remember it because you did it. But it was crazy.
It was long.
It was out of this world.
I know, because they usually, what they do is because when you're new, they usually put you first in the lineup, you know, so they usually put, you know, the best, they keep it for the end. So they always put me first, and it's a fan judging. So it's hard to get their heart, you know, you're first to go, and they usually give more points to everybody going after me. And this weekend, I was like, I want to win and really bad, and I'm not going to give up. So I just never left my feet from the throttle. Until they shut me off, they had to shut my truck every time because I would not stop. And it worked. I won like the 3 contest of donuts.
You did. It was so crazy. I mean, the crowd was going nuts, especially, you know, I mean, there were so many, like, moms and women in my section, and we're all, like, looking at each other like, that's a chicken. Like, that's just awesome.
It's so funny because even on the video, you can see it. I went right almost to the plywood because there's dirt, plywood, and the ice on there. So we have to be – that's why they shut me off because, you know, they don't want us to break the ice because there's an hockey game this week. So we have to be really careful how hard we go on the dirt. So
well – You definitely deserved that win. I can tell you that much. And we watched the video. My friend who was with us, Troy, he got it. And we watched it at least 4 or 5 times when we got home that night. We loved it.
Yeah, I really love doing it, too. That's what's so funny. And what I like about this weekend is the track was a different setup. So it was the first time we did a show in that kind of track. And actually, it's good for a lot of stuff, you know. You guys got rollover, I think, yesterday, the lobster roll. I mean, there's so much action. So, it gives a really good show to the fans.
And I just I have to talk about this real quick. And, Vince, I'm sorry you're being left out because you weren't at the show.
That's okay.
I appreciate this short.
I have two pretty women talking to each other on the air with me. I don't care.
Northern Nightmare just crushed it. You could see when he first started out, the frame or whatever the heck it is, the body of his truck was sort of falling off. And I think he saw one piece go and was like, you know what? The heck with this. I'm just going to destroy the whole truck.
Yeah, it's so funny because, you know, like, people think sometimes it's all made up, you know, the show is all made up, but it's not. You know, we're all competitive and we all want to win. And Nordic Nightmare, he's really competitive and he's really good at what he does. And he almost didn't broke all, you know, the whole first quarter. He didn't broke. And last night, no, 2 days before, so it was Saturday, the broke keep broken every show. Every time he would jump, the truck would broke. So last night he was just, I think when, like you said, when the body came off, I think it's just like, oh, well, nothing can be worse than that. So he burned it to the ground.
He did. He drove it. He just, oh, my goodness. He killed it out there, Vince. I have video of this, too, and pictures. So I'm going to post all this because it's just great. It was just
That's
so
awesome.
Much fun. You guys just put on such an unbelievable show. I can't even tell you enough just how much fun it was. It was so much fun. It wasn't like a show you go to, I don't know, like, and you just kind of sit there as a parent, and you're like, okay, when's this going to be over?
Yeah.
It just gets so exciting.
It's really fun for sure, but, yeah, it's people think sometimes, like, a little show are boring, but they're actually, like, it's harder for us because we have to try to give a good show to the fans, but we have limited space. And we have to be careful to not hit any wall, you know, like a stadium, it's easiest kind of. So for me as a new driver, when I go in a little arena like that, it's a lot of pressure. But I don't know why, it's always give the best show. There's always some funny stuff happening and some rollover.
Yeah, it was absolutely awesome. And I know I could talk to you for so long, but I wanted to ask you, and I know Vince did too, we want to talk a little bit about Pink Sprocket Racing. Tell us a little bit about your racing company.
Yeah, the Pink Sprocket starts probably around, I think it's like 6-7 years ago. Me and my friend, we were both racing. We did not really have any sponsor. And we were like, well, we're just going to start a team and go to the race together and support each other. So we started going to the race together, and it was really fun because sometimes she would fall during the race and I would, like, stop, help her. You know, it was really – we were doing it for fun. You know, we want to win, but it was all about the fun. And when I start to be injured, I just keep the company and, you know, I just start putting Pink Sprocket in a lot of sports. So now I sponsor other racer, you know, in – other sport, motocross, some do some race trucks, some race mud trucks. So it's all different sport, and I try to help them, support them. I send them some merchandise, and I just love the sport. You know, it's not about the money. It's more about I love the industry a lot.
I got a couple questions.
Yeah,
one,
sure.
The monster truck that you drive, and all of them are pretty much what I would say pretty good size. What kind of horsepower do you need to turn those big four wheels?
Yeah, it's the horsepower is 1500 power, and we have the front steering and the back is control different. So we have front steering for the front tire, and we have a rear steering. So there's no motorsport like us. Like, we really have a different way to drive. So it's kind of, when you're used to race a truck or something and you go in a monster truck, it's so different because the front wheel and the back wheel, so it's a lot to think when you drive.
It's impressive to me, like, to do a burnout with those kind of tires. I mean, even on dirt, I mean, you're still turning four wheels, or do you disengage the front drive and just use the back drive? I don't know. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
She's posted pictures, and I told her to book a driver. So you were kind enough to come on.
Yeah, the way it works is the Monster Jam trucks, it's you lock your rear steering. So I usually have a switch when I know I'm going to do a burnout, and I click that switch, and my back tire locks. So I just have to turn my front. And what's so tricky about them is sometimes your tire can hook really hard and make you roll over. But I'm the lucky one who have the ball tire, so using my tire do good burnout. So sometimes it's less good for racing because I have less traction, but it's good for drifting. So
now
you definitely do some good burnout.
The actual arena you were at yesterday, the same one Kristen goes to watch the Phantoms hockey team. So she's if the ice is crappy, she's going to tweet you and let you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, my son and I frequent the Phantoms game, so that was one big question he had, was like, when we were waiting in line to meet you guys, he's like, Mommy, how are we going to be able to come to the game on Sunday with all this mud and dirt? And I'm like, oh, they'll figure it out, buddy.
Yeah, it's a real machine. Like Monster Jam, or you know, it's not a circus, but it's you know, they do a lot of show every weekend. Like last weekend, there were probably like 4 to 5 shows at the same time, all around the United States. And so it's quick. So, you know, dirt, they did a little video, I think, last year, and it's pretty cool to see how quick they put the dirt. And, you know, it's a really big teamwork, and they put the dirt and everything, and they put the dirt out. Like, right after the show is done, the dirt is already going out. So it's a...
Great.
Yeah, it's a real teamwork. It's pretty cool to see. And they're doing a lot of overseas shows this year. They already... Last year, they did Australia... you know, they're looking to expand, so it's going all around the world now, so it's pretty
so you
very
be
neat.
Traveling okay. with them?
Sorry?
Are you going to be traveling with them, or are you going to stay stateside or in North America?
Well, because I was Canadian this year, I did the Maple Leaf tour, sorry, that they do in Canada. So I did every show in Canada this year and a little... some show in the United States. I don't have my schedule yet for this summer. I really hope I can do overseas. You know, I love traveling. I don't have kids yet, so it's like perfect timing. But
definitely.
I heard that Australia and, you know, all those overseas shows, the fans are insane. Like, they already know everything about us, and, you know, they do big research. They have big fine, and I heard, like, it's a pretty cool feeling to go overseas, so I really hope this year I can make it.
I think there's a show in Wildwood, New Jersey, that they run every October. It's on the beach, I believe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
On the beach in New Jersey, you might want to check that one out, too, because face it,
yeah.
Only about, you're based where, in Ohio now?
I'm like an hour from Pittsburgh.
Okay. So you figure an hour from Pittsburgh and another 6 hours to the Jersey Shore. It's always fun because you get a lot of people down that go down to that one.
Oh.
Well, Cynthia, I know that you're going to have to get going soon. I just have a couple things I wanted to touch on. And that was, how can people find out more about you? You know, if they're not familiar with Monster Trucks, they haven't been to a show like myself and my son, and they want to learn more about maybe your web, you know, your company, your racing company, or just you as a driver of Monster Month.
For everything about Monster Truck, Monster Jam, their website is really done well. There's a lot of information on the truck. There's all the schedule. There's so much. There's a lot of video, you know, there's a lot of pictures. So monstergem.com is the best website, you know, that you can find a lot of information. Everything about me would be all my social media. I'm pretty big on Instagram. And my website, I don't update it too much during winter because I'm so busy. During summer, I usually do a weekly update on what's going on and my schedule and everything. Because I'm still going to race off-road this year during summer because I enjoy it so much.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, I don't know about you, Vince, but I think it was pretty cool to have Cynthia on. You're definitely an inspiration to women and to, you know, to everyone for what you're doing, the message you're spreading that, you know, in my opinion, is that number one, women can do anything, and number two, that you're an awesome role model for kids and even adults. And, you know, I can't thank you enough for what you and the other Monster Truck drivers did, you know, for the kids on Sunday and, you know, in general for my son, because, I mean, he hasn't stopped talking about it since we got home, so.
Yeah. Thank you a lot. I mean, it's mean a lot when somebody, you know, really take the time to email us. It's, you know, I really appreciate it. And for me to be a role model, it's, you know, it's a pretty cool feeling. When little girl came to me and they're like, how can I be a Monster Truck driver? You know, like, can I drive for Monster Jam? And yeah, everything's possible. You know, I was just a fan a couple years ago. So I think when you really want something and you're going to make it happen. So it's all about how hard you want it. So how much you're ready to work for it. Because I had to, you know, work on my skill, on my driving. It's a lot of sacrifice. We're all the time on the road. So it's not everybody that can have that lifestyle. So
right. Absolutely. And I know what that means by sacrifice and, you know, striving for what you want to be, because I wanted to be a TV news anchor and I fought hard to be one for 13 years. And so I still am one every now and then, but I also made the choice to be a mom now. So
that's where
my concentration is right now. But I mean, honestly, for women, you are, you know, leading the way, and Bree and Medusa and everyone. I just think it's really cool. And I mean, I went into Friday night not expecting female drivers, and when there were some, I was like, this is the coolest sport ever.
Yeah, we're a really good crew, especially this weekend. It was really awesome. Medusa, she's one of the first, you know, driver as a woman, and she worked really hard to make her way, like harder than me. So for me to do a show with her is such an honor.
Yeah, and she's great too.
How many women are in the Monster Jam?
We're around 6 women, I believe. We're 3 new women this year, me, Bree, and there's a Bailey. So we both start this year in last January. So we're all waiting on their invitation for Vegas. So that's going to be this week. We're going to know, because Vegas is the biggest show. So we all want to be part of it. And so we're all on the Monster Jam website every hour, checking for a name pop up.
Well, that's exciting. And of course, you know, good luck to you on that, because that would be phenomenal if you make it there.
I know. I would probably cry. I don't know.
I would be
so excited.
Well, we are definitely cheering for you. That's for sure.
Thank you.
Some definite new fans now, I'll tell you that much.
Thank you.
And me too. And I just want to let you know, Cynthia, you have an open forum. Keep this call-in number here, because if you want to promote anything, either get a hold of Kristen or myself, and we'll be happy to put you on. And another thing is I just sent you a friend request on Facebook. I'm following you on Twitter. I posted up some stuff to let them know you were coming on. So hopefully your fans get a chance to tune in.
And if
they missed it, right after the show ends at 10 o'clock, the podcast kicks in. So you'll be the first show. Your appearance will be the first show up until next week's show.
Perfect. That's awesome.
All right, Cynthia. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I can't thank you enough. I know I got in touch with you such short notice, and you were so sweet to say, yeah, no problem. And you made my son's night, so
that's
perfect. He'll sleep well tonight now. He's been listening this whole time with his headphones on the iPad, laying on the couch with this huge smile on his face. So
that's awesome.
So, all right, well, thanks so much, Cynthia. Good luck. We hope you make it to Vegas, and hopefully next time you're in the area, we can come see you again, and we'll come say hi.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
You too.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you have it. Cynthia Gauthier, driver of the Monster Mud in the Monster Jam.
Well, how cool is she?
She's awesome. Thanks for giving me a breather.
Yeah, she's great. She, like I said, she's so humble and so nice and so sweet. And, you know, it's really cool to catch up with someone like her. You know, now it's the start of her monster truck career. And now I look at it as, okay, I can follow her career. And I think it's going to be really cool. And I think she has a bright future.
Yeah, she does. I mean, if she beat Grave Digger in a burnout challenge and won the burnout event, you got to send me that film. I got to see this.
Oh, it is just, I know Troy is listening. So, Troy, when we get off the show tonight and you stop listening, you need to send me that video, because I got to show Vince and I have to send it to Cynthia, because it was awesome.
Yeah, because and that was good. Then what I'll do is if I have the permission of your friend Troy there, I'm gonna say, and this is our guest in action. I'll put it on the Garage Talk Live Facebook page, and anybody who likes our page can check it out.
Oh, absolutely, and they will not be disappointed when they see her.
Well, I got this 17-inch laptop screen. I want to blow the picture up the full screen. So.
Yeah, and you know what else we'll send? Yeah, we'll send you. We'll let you. We'll have you post. When we were talking about the Northern Nightmare, what he did was just it was crazy. It was crazy. Like his truck was already they did four shows in one weekend. You know, and she said, Saturday his truck was struggling a little bit. Well, then come Sunday, he was like, you know what? Whatever. I'm just going to give it my all, and that's going to be the end of it. And, man, did he give it his all. When I tell you there was nothing left of the body of his truck, it was strictly the frame and him in it. That's what was left.
A Cajun tires. Huh? that's too much.
Yeah, it was good. It was great, though. Like, I said, you can't beat that for a Sunday afternoon for family fun and entertainment and, great drivers and everyone involved. So I'm glad we got to talk to her because that was really cool to talk with her a little more and see what she's all about and just see what Monster Truck's all about and to hear how she got into it. That's cool, too. She basically heard about it and tried out, and they liked her driving, and here she is.
And she was probably cute, petite, and she's gonna freak people out when she climbed out of this thing, and the fact that she could actually handle the thing.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Was she the smallest of the three drivers there? Or?
Well, Medusa is, she's taller. I mean, but she's built like a brick, house. I mean, she's built. But she's taller. And then you have Bree and Cynthia. They're probably around the same size. Very petite. Very little. All three of them have long blonde hair. They're beautiful. And they were calling themselves the blonde bombshells for the weekend. And that's exactly what they were.
Well, yeah, I guess Medusa is from the wrestling days. She's got that muscular body. So she probably kept that up. But it's just amazing that how women get into certain venues and then switch sports like that. Like she started motocross, and she has another driver that I went to her website, and there's another driver that's 21 that she's doing motocross, so I guess races for her. And now she's driving the monster trucks, and that's entertainment as well as fun. Like I said, it's an exciting event. How long was the show? Three, four hours or?
I'd say it was probably a good 2.5, maybe close to 3. They had pit party from 11 to 12:30, and then everyone had to clear the floor, and then they moved the trucks around and got everything ready for the show. That started at 2, and I would say we were at our cars by, maybe 4:30?
That's not bad. That's less than a race at Dover.
Fun, though. Fun.
That's what I liked about doing this show. I geared it towards motorsports. To cover NASCAR, but there's so many motorsports out there, and there's so many drivers to get. To get somebody as our first first monster truck driver, and then our first IHRA driver a week or so ago, and then before that, NHRA drivers, and then it all started for me. It all started going to Dover and covering that, and then. I just didn't want to keep it pigeonholed to one brand of motorsports. I wanted to open it up, and lo and behold, this is where we are today.
Yep, lots of
and
fun.
You're part of it.
And I'm part of it, and I'm glad to be part of it. I'm glad to be be back too. Had a little hiatus while Neat did his little snowboarding deal, but he's all done with that now.
Well, that's good. So if any, if Medusa, they said Medusa, and there was a couple other girls that were on her team as well.
So there's they Medusa and Bree. Yeah, Bree and Medusa. So, yeah, maybe we can be lucky and get one of them as well. Or both of them.
And so I can't wait to see Cynthia's burnout. That sounds like a lot of fun. Now back to the subject in question with, I guess, NASCAR going out to Fontana. Try to stay awake, boys and girls. It's not as boring as Michigan, but it could be one of those long, lengthy runs with barely any yellows. Means wide margins, drawn out finishing orders. And some guy that's going to run away with it. So if they don't have a caution with 15 to go, it's going to be one of those type of days. But I'm not here to criticize. But we'll have to. It's almost time to make our picks, Kristen. Now Kevin Harvick seems to be the dominant force this year. I don't know if he's going to be able to make it 3 in a row.
I do not feel he is, in my opinion. I mean, I don't know because he is on fire. But I do not pick Kevin Harvick this week to win.
I remember when this was a two races out here. They shortened it to one because they couldn't sell them both out. In the down economy, the defending champ of this race will not be running, that being Kyle Busch. So that opens
right.
It up. Now, the rest of the top five from last year was Kyle Larson in his rookie season, Kurt Busch, who has something to prove, Matt Kenseth, and Tony Stewart had a good run there before his injuries there, and then if you want to go down one, Jamie McMurray. But so I think those guys there have a good shot to have a good run. As far as Harvick goes, he finished down in where did he finish? See, Keselowski started second, wound up 26th, a lap down. And I'm heading up towards the top there. Still don't see where Harvick is at. He must have had a problem that day. There he is. Started fourth, finished 36th. Two laps down. So I don't know if that's due to running out of gas or something. Did he lead any laps? No, he didn't even lead any laps that race. But he did have a good starting spot. That's due to the new style of qualifying. And so I'm definitely not going to keep him picking in the top spot. So who do you like? I'll even let you know where Logano finished. He started 7th and finished 39th. Oh, he was 11 laps down. He had some problems there. They don't say it just said running. It didn't say there were only two accidents listed. Here's what I mean about the long green runs. Nine cautions for 42 laps. And then they had a late caution, which made him go green, white, checker, I think. Yeah, because they run 200 laps normal, so they went 6 laps overtime.
So I've been battling with myself over this one, who I'm going to pick. And I am going with Logano.
You want to go with Joey. He started 7th. He's been running good this year. I wouldn't... if he gets the big stay, I guess just, if he can keep the car intact, I think he should have a good run. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out on a limb. Second race back after being suspended indefinitely, I'm going to go with the Kurt Mann.
Good choice.
I'll give it to Kurt. Being Kyle's not running, even though Larson finished there second, I'm going to give it to Kurt. He fell a little short this week. Did he lead? Yeah, he led a few laps. He led two laps. The biggest lap leader of the day was Jimmy Johnson. So you got to watch out for him, too. But so you're going with Logano. I'm going to go with Kurt. We'll have to see how this plays out.
Exciting.
I hope Nate was enjoying the show, listening to you interviewing Cynthia.
He was listening. He had a good time.
But it was great having her on, so we'll show a special thanks out when I sign off. And we'll let her know when they said she's welcome here anytime. And one of these days we'll try to take some calls. If any people want to call in and talk to us about the racing action, I guess better call it a night. Very good, my dear co-hosts, booking the guests the last minute.
Thanks, Ben.
You know what I mean?
It's usually the
women that come on at the last minute. Like last year when we got Jamie Little to come on after the incident with Brad and the pits. That's why I'm always pulling for the women to come on. They need the exposure, and they're always fun to talk to, and especially if they put on a show like they did for you over the weekend. I can't wait to see this. Oh, well, Kristen, anything you want to add before we go?
Nope, just a big thank you to Cynthia for taking the time to come on with us and tell us all about her career in Monster Truck and her career thus far in everything racing, and ThinkSprocketRacing.com, and go ahead and follow her on social media. I think she's going to be one to watch when it comes to monster trucks and just in the world of racing and speed and all that fun stuff in general. So thanks again to Cynthia.
Alrighty. Well, I'm going to put it in the book. You're going with Logano. I'm going with Kurt Busch. I'm Vince Bonfigli here with Kristen Lee Brzezinski. We'll see you all next week. Good night and good racing.